Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease. Lease auctions are underway on Tuesday, October 13th at the Comanche County Fairgrounds in Lawton, starting 10 a.m. There'll be lease auctions offered from Comanche, Cotton, Jefferson, Stevens, Jackson, and Tillman counties. Then on Wednesday, October 14th, 10 a.m., Payne County Fairgrounds in Stillwater, school land leases from Payne, Pawnee, Logan, Noble, Pottawatomie, and Lincoln counties will be offered to the public. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information. Or you can call 1-888-35-LAND. That's 1-888-35-LAND.
Well, cattle futures today bounced back after being lower earlier in the trading day. The market did bounce back on live cattle and feeder cattle. The front month October ended up today up 75 at 138.05. November feeders were up 92 at 136.47. We're about $1.80 or so off their lows. And for the last 3 days, we've had relatively the same low. On the 9th, it was 134.60. Yesterday, 134.62. And today, 134.75. So 3 days in a row on the November feeders hopefully will give us some sort of more solid support. The 50% retracement on November is around 132. And then the low back in June and May was around 132. So there is some lower area, about $4 lower than the current price, that has been sort of a support target here for the November feeders. Live cattle were up today, up 50 in October. December's up 25 at 111.07. Technically speaking, on the December live cattle, relative to the feeders, they remained pretty strong, but the last 2 days have been bad. They went off $3 or a little bit more than $3 at the lowest point today, but have come back over a dollar off of today's lows. And they've had a pretty good trend higher here all the way back to April.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd.
The grain futures gained back some of the losses from yesterday. At one point yesterday, the beans were down nearly 35 cents in November. Today, they were up 10 and 3 quarters at 10.44. So, extreme volatility in the soybeans. Going back till the middle part of August to the high 2 or 3 trading days ago, the market rallied almost 25% in 41 days. That's $2.12. From the low of about $8.67 up to $10.79. Since then, the last 2 days, the market sold off 4% or 47 cents over the last 2 days from the high to the low. So the market has just been extremely volatile. The corn market has rallied as well. Today was up 2 cents, which put December corn at 391.5. If you look back at the rally there from about August the 12th to now, it's 79 days. From the low to the high, 42 days, rallied just under 25% or about 80 cents. From the low to today's high, or today's close rather, it was 71 cents or 8 cents off the high. But extreme market moves. The hedge funds were before yesterday anyway, near record long positions yesterday. They sold, I don't know if it was a record, but it had to be close. There were about 30,000 soybean contracts in 1 day of selling.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.